Black Terror, Chemtrails, GMO Foods, Vaccinations, Fluoridated Water, and the Police State. Out to destroy the New World Order. It's Matt Navarro and the New World Order Report.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the UnitedWeStrike.com Radio Marathon. It is Saturday, July 12th, 2014. I'd like to thank our great producers, Alan, Detlef, and Gary, for producing our shows for these marathons, for without their help and hard work, we'd not be on the air. And I'd like to thank all of you, listeners, who tune in each month on the second Saturday of every month to hear the great hosts we have, the great information that they have to share, and hopefully you can spread the word about the shows and spread the information that you hear on these shows to your friends, families, and neighbors so that we can resist the New World Order and overturn it. You are listening to the New World Order Report. That's right, you heard correctly. It is the New World Order because it stinks. And I am your host, Matt Navarro. You know, the New World Order is like a real good analogy is the movie The Matrix. If you've never seen the movie The Matrix, it's a real good analogy of how we exist in the world today. What do I mean by that? There is this false reality that is given to us, painted for us from our birth. And unless we wake up, we will live in this false reality, this make-believe world for our entire lives. And how is that false reality built? Well, from the earliest age, I can remember, that false reality is instilled in you by accepting fables like Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, and religion. You know, religion is to my estimation, helps to keep people within the confines of this thought pattern. And when you take a look outside that thought or that idea, you're reprimanded. You know, you can't look over that religious box, so to speak. And they control our perceptions, our realities, and up through other means. And they dissuade us from looking at that by saying, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's a conspiracy theory. And as if there is no conspiracies in the world, and if one were to look at what might be a conspiracy, you are a bad person. You are a lunatic, okay? But that's not the case. The reality is that there are conspiracies, you know, and there is truth in this world. And if you were critically thinking and curious, you would look into that and then start to see this fabric of false reality that's been painted for us start to melt away. And people call that becoming awake. They wake up. You know, they explain, a lot of folks explain this waking up process is like having the flu for a couple of weeks. I mean, your body gets physically ill because your mind is having to readjust what its reality is. And that's our whole objective here at UnitedWeStrike.com. Help folks wake up out of that reality and then help you with information so that you can resist that New World Order. And sometimes there comes along people who look into these conspiracies and are persecuted for it because they are getting too close to the truth. Just like in wartime in World War II, they shoot up flak, what they call flak, up into the sky. And the saying was, when these bombers would come over, the flak is heaviest when you're over the target. Well, this gentleman, my guest today, is well known for his research and has caught some flak, and we'll let him explain that to you. His name is Ole Damagord. His website is lightonconspiracies.com. He's an author and a journalist. He's been researching conspiracy theories, and we can call him that, for a lot of years now, and he has had to pay a certain price because of that. Ole, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you so much, man. It is an absolute pleasure.
Well, we appreciate you taking your time, and we are glad you could join us today. Give our audience, who's not familiar with you, a brief background of who you are and how you came to be where you are today.
Well, I was born in Denmark many years ago, and I grew up in a family that was very much involved in the resistance movement against the Nazi occupation of Denmark during the Second World War. So I grew up with all these stories about how important it is to stand up for what is true and right, even though you're a minority or one. Doesn't matter. Even if you're the minority or one, the truth is still the truth. And the people, or the power elite that we're going to talk about, I wouldn't call it the elite, but the power minority that we're going to talk about today, have been ruling this world for a lot of years without most of us being aware of it. So I think the example with the Matrix is a very, very good one. We're talking about the first in the series, The Matrix. That one is very, very spot on when it comes to describing the situation, I would say.
Indeed. So you started, okay, from a very young age, with the ability to critically think, to ask questions, to question authority, and you started doing research and writing about things in your life that, like the JFK assassination and others, and you've come under fire because of what you've written, right?
Yeah, I've spent about 30 years digging very deep into the assassination of JFK, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, the killing of the Swedish Prime Minister, Olof Palme, 9/11, Oklahoma City, Boston, you name it, I've been in there. And the thing with conspiracy theories you were talking about, I'm absolutely not interested in theories. I'm only interested in conspiracy facts, because just like you said, there are a lot of conspiracies going on. And what I managed to find out over all of these years is that most, if not all of them, are actually connected. And the trails lead right back to this small little group that they call themselves the elite. Their agenda is the so-called the New World Order. I would call them the minority because they're only a few thousand, and most old guys and so on. But it, like you say, it has cost me dearly, because once the only thing that they fear is the truth. They have been getting away with their agenda for decades or centuries because they've been hiding in the dark and been like a hidden hand behind the curtain playing out this game in front of us. But now the times are changing very rapidly, I would say, and now suddenly the spotlight is being aimed at them through programs like this and so on. So it's a beautiful time to be alive. But like you said, it cost me dearly. I had two friends who was murdered, and I had to leave my home country as well because I felt threatened. So they're hard hitting. You know, they deal with their problems in a very brutal way. So it is a bit like being in a minefield. You never know when you step on a mine because you only find out afterwards. But thank God more and more people are waking up, and that also makes people like myself more safe, because in the old days, it was a very, very lonely road to walk because there were so few of us, but now we're in the millions.
Indeed, and I do appreciate the work that you've done. So let's get into this, because we only have 20 minutes on the show left. You were on with me on Wolf Spirit Radio last week, and you told me about something you came across that I find so intriguing, that is so not known, and it was brand new information to me. But you talked about this Operation 40 and how it was connected to not only JFK, but other assassinations since then. So let's talk about that and expose that, because that hidden hand is part of the reason we live in this false reality.
I totally agree. This is a group that really fascinates me as well. I had absolutely no idea about their existence until these names kept popping up again and again. And then finally, after decades of research, I started seeing and found out information about where they were created and so on. And this group of assassins, we're not talking about them being the ones that have ordered or is behind the agenda of all these atrocities, but they're the mechanics. And through this group of assassins, they're the ones tying together many, many of these atrocities, many, many of these assassinations and so on. And they were created in the late 50s, early 1960s. It was under the rule of President Dwight Eisenhower, but the task was given to Vice President Richard Nixon to create this team of very skilled assassins that could be used globally to take out foreign leaders or whoever they had problems with. And so Nixon, together with Alan Dulles, who was the former, who was the director of the CIA, they got together and they hired a group of, or they brought in a group of hardened CIA veterans. There were people like David Attlee Phillips, who was the controller of Lee Harvey Oswald, and the controller of many other people that are very central in this. E. Howard Hunt, one of the Watergate burglars, also very central in the JFK assassination. And Ted Shackley, the blonde ghost, who was extremely central in hundreds of assassinations all over the globe. These people later on in their career went all the way to the top within the CIA, and for instance, David Attlee Phillips was the chief of the Western Hemisphere for covert operations, so not amateurs. I mean, we're talking big players here. And what they did was that they went down in Miami and they started recruiting mostly exiled Cubans that had escaped from Cuba when Fidel Castro took over. These were people from the Air Force, the military, former police officers, secret agents, and so on. Very violent people. And they were recruited, and they were being trained in Louisiana, Miami, in the swamps in Florida, and in Guatemala, among other places. Now, the first task they had was to take out Fidel Castro, because he had become a major threat to this so-called power elite after he had thrown out all international business interests, casinos, and so on from Cuba. So they tried to take him out. They tried several times and failed, all of them. But then when JFK, after the Cuban Missile Crisis, suddenly started becoming totally unreliable for this elite group, they turned this cannon towards him. And when you study the killing of JFK in great details, and I would say I can name more or less all the shooters, spotters, breakdown guys, who drove the escape cars, where the money was going, how they were flown in, and so on. When you look at the whole setup, a major part of the people involved in the taking him out, the actual killing, were members of Operation 40. Now, this group of people were also involved in the Watergate burglary. They were, all the Watergate burglars were part of this Operation 40 that, to start with, consisted of about 86 people, 85 men and one woman. Also they were, one of them, David Morales, together with Felix Rodriguez, who was also very central in these assassinations, also in the Iran-Contra scandal, closely to Oliver North and so on. These people were sent down to Bolivia to take out Che Guevara, who was one of Fidel Castro's close associates. And they tracked him down with the help of some local military people. And Felix Rodriguez ordered the murder of him, and David Morales was the one that actually killed him. David Morales was also present at the Ambassador Hotel the night when Robert Kennedy was taken out, together with some two other top CIA officials, not the people carrying the doing the actual shooting, but they were supervising the whole operation. Now, the paymaster for this group, Operation 40, was no one less than a man by the name of George Herbert Walker Bush. That's George Bush Sr. His father was the paymaster for, here it comes, Adolf Hitler. This sounds incredible, but it's actually true. It was not his own money, but he was funding the money from the elite going into Adolf Hitler, and they were funding all sides in the Second World War and so on. But the Prescott was mainly funding Adolf Hitler and into IG Farben, which is a big chemistry giant that almost equals the Nazi war machine. He was, Prescott Bush was, after the war, he was almost tried for treason, but he later recuperated. It was a theater for the public. And anyway, so George Bush, at a young, very young age, got very much involved in this. And after that, he has for decades been super, super, super central in more or less all of the atrocities, wars that we have seen being created from the United States and out into the world. Many, many, many operations where George Bush Sr. has been one of the key players. Now, also, if you continue with Operation 40, they have been involved in assassinations like the one of John Lennon, who was blamed on a patsy called Mark Chapman, but where the actual shooter was the doorman. His name was Jose Perdomo, and for 10 years he was one of the highest-ranking officers in Operation 40. They were also part of blowing up Orlando Letier in Washington, D.C. on Embassy Row. They were also part of taking out the President Salvador Allende in Chile in 1973. And people in Dealey Plaza closely associated to Operation 40 was even part of taking out the Swedish Prime Minister 23 years later in Stockholm and other people. So they're so central in many, many of these atrocities.
Who was, okay, you say that Daddy Bush, or Bush Sr., was the paymaster for this group. Who does he get his marching orders from?
He was young at that time. He was only 20-odd years and so on. And it was before he got, he was involved in the CIA by that time. And then he went all the way up vice president, and he was controller of the CIA. And then he became president and so on. So what he did, if you look at his career, he went in there, just like in a mafia movie, you can say, he went in and then started eliminating people around him and then got to the top. That was his very violent way of getting to the top, and he has eliminated countless people on his way. He was actually in Dealey Plaza in the Deltex building on the second floor where some of the shots were fired from one of the windows. That was where he was at that time.
So you haven't really pinpointed where Bush got his marching orders. Do you think he was working on his own to try to create this control and habit?
No, we're talking about the New World Order, this elite few that have been working very, very hard for centuries to centralize the power to fewer and fewer. And the Bush family was recruited in. I think Prescott Bush was the one that was recruited in, and then his family, once it got into a power position, had stayed there. And I would just like to say, in my opinion, after 30 years, the killing of JFK was a coup d'etat. It was a very brutal murder, a bloody takeover, where the power group that killed him have stayed in power ever since. All the rest of the president that has been so-called elected ever since has been part of, it's been a front face of the same war machine that took over that day on the 22nd of November, 1963. This is also why I think it's so crucial to find out what actually happened there.
I think you were correct. If one just studies history from that point forward, America really was hijacked, how Johnson got the war going again, because, the war machine makes money for people in the war industry, the Lockheed Martins, the Raytheons of the world, the Boeings. They make a lot of money at the expense of people dying, but, if profit is your motivation and if killing people is your motivation, then I guess they're doing a good job. In the remaining few minutes that we have, anything else you want to tell our audience that you've come across in your research that is just as intriguing, powerful, and hard-hitting that they should be aware of besides Operation 40? Or what have you found out about the New World Order elite? My research points back to the British banking cartel, the British Crown, and American banking magnates like the Rockefellers, the Morgans, that are the ones manipulating the world, creating the chaos, keeping the world destabilized, and whose objective eventually, or they're trying, is to exterminate 80 to 90% of the world's population. Anything you want to pass along to our audience that would help enlighten them to make them aware of important information that you want to share?
I just want to say that most people look at the world as they look outside and they think, oh my God, it's a totally crazy, violent place where nature has gone totally wild and it's totally out of control, everything, and there's terrorists hiding everywhere. I would say absolutely not. We live in a beautiful, beautiful world that is designed, when you look at nature, designed for absolute harmony, balance, and these things. But there is a small group, like a cancer grows, that have been manipulating us for such a long time and are behind so many of these awful, awful atrocities that we do not think are connected. I would humbly suggest many, many, many of these are actually connected. On my website, lightonconspiracies.com, I'm showing, and in my book, Coup d'etat in Slow Motion, I'm showing how they're connected, how it is actually the same people behind giving the orders to countless of these atrocities. So I would suggest this world is absolutely beautiful, harmonious, and as soon as they stop manipulating, stop messing around with the human race, with nature, with air, with food, with all of that. Once they stop, it would be the first chance for many, many centuries where the human race has suddenly a chance of showing why we're here, that we can actually exist in harmony. We can exist like brothers and sisters and so on, that violence is not necessary, that this has been pushed upon us, and we've been brainwashed for such a long time with all of these false stories of history and education that is absolutely not true. So it's a wonderful time to be alive. I think it's painful for most of us to wake up. But on the other side, if we can just stay focused and fearless, it's going to be a beautiful future that awaits us.
I hope so. You know, with programs like this and others, you know, I like, personally, I listened to two prominent ones. That's the Alex Jones Show and the Joyce Riley Show, or the Power Hour. And I like what InfoWars is doing, because they're leading the charge. What Alex has done with that organization, whether you agree with him or not, whether you like him or not, he has put together an organization that really is now contending, being contenders in the world of information and media outlet. You know, we can now overcome and supersede the controlled corporate media that feeds us this pablum and this propaganda. You're right, it is a great time to be alive, but, you know, at the same time, I'm not seeing people wake up fast enough, or at least it doesn't seem fast enough for my wants or desires, because, you know, they're killing us daily through vaccinations, fluoridated water, chemtrails, GMO foods, pharmaceuticals, and this mind control. And I'm glad there's people like you and Alex and Joyce out there so that we can help alert, awaken our fellow human beings. That's why we have this program. You know, we've been on the air for almost 6 years now, this UnitedWeStrike.com. And what we are a collection of hosts from around the planet, I mean, literally from around the planet, and whose objective, whose desire is to unite people in peaceful noncompliance against this elite New World Order system. You know, you can do simple things, folks, to help yourself. I mean, you can start by just not using fluoridated toothpaste drinking fluoridated water. Start buying organic foods when you can. These are things that will help you and your family to stay alive. And then when you listen to shows like this, you take that information, hopefully, and spread it to your friends, families, neighbors, so that they can make better decisions to keep themselves healthy and alive. Because if you don't, you are a victim of this New World Order system, and you're being killed programmatically or deliberately. So We've only got a couple minutes left. Ole, I appreciate you coming on the show. I appreciate all that you do. I'd like to invite you back sometime in the future where we can explore a lot more of the conspiracies you've looked into, because I'm sure there's a lot more information that you could share with our audience.
There sure is. I mean, 30 years is a long time. And you say you wish they woke up faster and so on. I mean, I wish they woke up 30 years ago, but now we're here and we can only look forward. And I think the main thing is also to see that they are a couple of thousand and we are 7 billion. So us even having this discussion is an absolute joke. And I think every one of us should look in the mirror and see, am I in any way playing a part in their agenda? Every single one of us that can see that we're doing that by stopping what we're doing, by taking a step to the side and just saying, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not doing this to the humankind. That is the way to follow through. Because they, like, if you compare a couple of thousand, 7 billion people, it's ridiculous. It really is.
There's more of us than there are of them. Thanks again, Ole, for joining us. My guest has been Ole Damagoord, and his website is Light on Conspiracy. Stay tuned, folks. My next guest will be Quinn Aker from the Garden of Eden, or his website is intothegardenofeden.com, and you'll want to learn about this because we're all about noncompliance here at UnitedWeStrike.com, and he's living the dream. He's walking the walk. Thanks again, Ole, for joining us today. Stay tuned, folks. Until next time, death to the New World Order.